Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever been confused for someone else or received their credit? You may have seen Miss Ruthie, who runs the video program for Starting with Jesus. And I know you've heard my sister, Miss Lindsay's voice, as well as her music, played on this podcast and on Starting with Jesus, the videos, and all of our theme songs. Those are all songs that Miss Lindsay has written for us. Well, one day, Miss Ruthie was at the Michigan camp meeting, walking through the main auditorium, and someone came up to her and was just gushing about how much they loved her piano playing and oh, what a blessing it was. And they were going on and on and on and on. They thought Miss Ruthie was Miss Lindsay. That person was giving Miss Ruthie the glory for her skills, when really it was Miss Lindsay's skills that they were admiring. We all laughed and laughed about it later, but it reminds me about this song that we're singing. To God be the glory. We want God to get the glory for what He has done. We don't want to steal His glory. We want to point others to Him so that He gets the credit for the great things that He has done. Hi, boys and girls. I am so glad that you're back with me again. We are continuing our story about a man who couldn't walk. Remember what happened last time? This man had been crippled since he was a baby, or since he was born, and he wanted to go to Jerusalem to see Jesus, but when he got there, what did he find out? Oh, Jesus had been crucified by cruel men and was no longer around. He was too late, wasn't he? Well, we're going to find out what happened to this man when he came in touch with Jesus' disciples. Dear Lord, we are thankful for your word that gives us these stories to learn from about how much you love us. Come into our hearts. Help us to learn, to grow more, and for our eyes to be open to what you want us to see. Amen. When Peter and John were on their way to pray at the temple, who did they see sitting at the temple gate? Let's look at it. In Acts chapter 3, verse 2. We read this last time, but we're going to read it again today. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then Romans is right after it. Acts chapter 3. Those are the big numbers. Chapter 3. And then look down for verse 2. Acts chapter 3, verse 2. Here's what it says.
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple.
The crippled man was sitting there. Oh, he was asking for alms, asking for some money for the people to give to him. The crippled man held out his hand to Peter and John, like he had been doing to everyone else who came by. Let's look at verse 3. Here's what the Bible says that he did.
Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms?
So where were Peter and John going? Into the temple, right? They were passing by, and this man called out to them. Peter and John, they stopped. They pitied the crippled man, but they didn't have any money to give him. Then the Holy Spirit helped Peter to think of something that would be much, much better than money. What do you think that was? What could be better than money? Some people might wonder, right? If he had money, he would be all set. But more than money, this man wanted to be healed. He wanted his legs back. He wanted to be able to walk and to run, to work, to carry his kids around on his back. He wanted to be able to have his life back. It was worth far more than money. What did Peter say that got the man's attention? He was like, wait, what? What? Look at verse 4, Acts chapter 3, verse 4. Acts chapter 3, verse 4.
And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us."
First of all, Peter and John wanted him to stop and to look at them. And that's what the man did. He looked at them. He thought that they were going to maybe give him some gold or some money. Look at verse 5. You can see kind of what he was thinking.
So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them.
What was he expecting? Gold or silver or some kind of money. When Peter said that he didn't have any money, I can just imagine that man's eyes, just that hope that was in his eyes, like, oh, maybe they'll give me something. It just dying out. I can almost imagine him slumping a little, like, oh, I don't have any money. Look at verse 6.
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
All of a sudden, the man heard the name Jesus of Nazareth. That's who he wanted to go see. But Jesus wasn't around. So wait, what's going on? Rise up and walk? Walk? In the name of Jesus, Peter had said. That poor man had thought that it was too late for Jesus to help him. He had been told that Jesus was dead. But when he heard what Peter said, he started to get excited. The hope that was in him started to be fanned into a flame. The last couple years, we've been heating our home with a wood stove. So when it gets really cold at night, we have to put lots of wood in the fire. And if you have oak, it'll last all night. But if you have pine, like from wood, from pine trees, it won't last very long. It's almost like burning paper. So even if you stock it full at night, when you go in the morning to open the door and look in to try to get it to get warm again, if there's pine in there, there are no coals, no ashes. But if there's oak, guess what happens? You put some twigs in there. You maybe put some little pieces of bark, and then you start blowing and you go, and you blow these coals, these hot embers, and pretty soon you can see a little bit of smoke. And then you blow a little more, and all of a sudden it poofs into flame. And then you can start adding bigger pieces of wood, and pretty soon you can have logs, and then it gets warm again. This man, his hope was kind of like that fire. When he had heard that Jesus was around, that fire was burning brightly. But when he got to Jerusalem and found out that Jesus wasn't around anymore, it was like the fire died out. There were still a few little coals, but it didn't really put off any heat, didn't put off any smoke. It was just almost dying. But when Peter came and said to him, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." It's like when I blow on those coals and it poof goes into flame. That's what it was like for that man. Hope was kindled. He had lost hope, but now it could happen to me. Peter held out his hand and the crippled man took hold of it. And then the man stood up for the very first time. His ankles were strong. He was healed. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 tells us. What does verse 7 say?
"And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength."
They received strength. Then what did he do? Did he just say, "Oh wow, my legs are healed. Cool." And walk off? No, what does verse 8 say?
"So he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God."
He was walking and leaping and praising God. He was so excited. Wow, Jesus had just worked a miracle through Peter and John for this man. He was so excited. The possibilities now for what he could do were endless. How would you have felt, boys and girls, if you had been a cripple, if you could not walk, if you were trying to just hobble along through life and it had been 40 years, how would you have felt? I bet you would have been pretty excited. Did you know that Jesus is the great healer? He's the great physician. When you get sick, Jesus is the one that helps your body to fight those germs and to get better. When you fall down or when you break an arm, Jesus is the one who helps your body to heal. Jesus loves you, boys and girls, so much. And even though things might not be going the way you think it should, even though times might be hard, even though you might be in some pain and miserable, Jesus is still there for you. He still loves you, and he wants to give you a whole and a perfect body. It may not be on this earth, but he will when we get to heaven. I will guarantee it. He has said. And when Jesus says something, he always does it. Let's pray and thank him. Lord, thank you that you are in control. You are the great healer, the great physician. And even though there is suffering down here on this earth, even if we might be suffering right now and wondering why, thank you that when you come again, you will make everything right. Everything will be whole and perfect. Help us to count on that, to trust in you. Amen.
James 5:15.
The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.